week, according to the Labor Department. The report out this morning showing around 210,000 Americans filing initial jobless claims, when analysts were expecting to see around 221,000 new filings. The latest number is 10,000 fewer than the previous week's revised level. The steepest increases in claims in Ohio, Iowa, and Pennsylvania. Biggest drops in California, Kansas, and Florida. Today is World Mental Health Day. It's a day of awareness created in 1992 by the World Federation of Mental Health to bring attention to worldwide mental health issues. And according to a study last year, job stress is a major mental health issue in America. The study found that work stress and long hours are a leading cause of suicide among Americans. Suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in the U.S., and the suicide rate has risen 30% since 1999. And a green sweater that Kurt Cobain wore during Nirvana's performance on MTV's Unplugged is up for auction. Julian's Auctions will put that cardigan on the auction block at the end of the month, as well as 1993 Fender guitar that Kurt Cobain played during the performance. The sweater was first auctioned off in 2015. It sold for $137,000 then. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. At 11:05, here's your Flemington weather. Even though the sun is out, they say there's a 20% chance of rain today. Tonight, the chance of rain increases slightly. And there's still a slight chance of rain tomorrow, Friday. 20%. Should we be talking about this? 20% chance of rain today and tomorrow. On Saturday, we'll have partly sunny skies, 68 degrees. Sounds like a good day. That slight chance of rain comes back Saturday night and Sunday. High of 66 under mostly sunny skies. Stay tuned for the library show.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. Starring Jennifer Woodenberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, Jennifer Woodenberry is on vacation. We are joined in studio by HCL staff member Joan Sabo. We'll learn all about what she does at the library and how her efforts benefit the residents of Hunterdon County. The 30th annual HCL Amateur Photography Show is on display until the end of October. We have a list of all of the winners this year. The Lord said, "Come forth and receive eternal life." Jennifer came fifth and won a toaster. I'll explain that to you later, John. The HCL Gingerbread Competition, Knitters Unite, the Friends of HCL Tricky Tray Raffle, October Programs and Speakers, and much more on today's library show. Good morning, Joan.
Good morning, Jim.
This is Joan Sabo. This is her first time joining us on the library show. Joan, what is your title at the Huntington County Library?
I am a community library assistant. Actually, I am the only community library assistant at this point. It's a new position, and I'm still kind of learning the ropes, but I'm going out into the community and helping to bring in some new programs if I can, and also help facilitate businesses and stuff, too, with the library.
So Joan is, I mean, helps me immensely. She's been doing that even before she got this new job title. But if you've ever been to the HCL Outdoor Art Show, that's Joan's efforts right there. The recently passed discounts with your library card, that was Joan at work right there, too. So all this stuff that's been benefiting you, Joan Sabo has been behind it. So how long have you worked at the library, Joan?
14 years now.
14 years? Wow.
Not even close to as long as you have been here, but...
And where were you before that? Like, what brought you to the Huntington County Library?
A stable job.
You needed a stable job?
Yeah, my children were very small, and I was getting back in the workforce. Before that, I was a stay-at-home mom, so... I needed hours that I could leave on time. I was working retail before that.
Okay.
And, you know, you don't leave until the last...
How many children do you have?
Three.
Three children. You have twins, is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, they're seniors at Huntington Central.
Seniors in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
It's an exciting time for them.
I'm ready for it to be over.
Were you a Huntington Central graduate?
Yes, I
you
was.
Were
too, yep.
As well?
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
You've lived in this area your whole
My
life?
My whole life, yep.
Did you go to the Huntington County Library as a child?
Yes, I did.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of inspired you? Was it a dream come true?
Like Jennifer, getting a job there?
Jennifer could become a work at the Huntington County Library?
I always liked the library. I've been reading since I was, you know, small and always had a library card. So it kind of was a no-brainer when it worked out. So
you just told me you had one of your children was born on Halloween?
Yes, my oldest daughter,
oldest
Kinsey.
Daughter. Kinsey.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a unique name. Where does that come from?
Well, anybody that reads Sue Grafton novels, that's the main character.
Kinsey and
mm-hmm.
Sue Grafton,
mm-hmm.
which I obviously do not. So,
yep.
Okay, cool.
She actually writes the alphabet series, or she did. She passed away, and she stopped the series at Y because, you know, when she passed, so there'll never be a Z.
Oh, no.
Yeah, sad. But,
does she have a daughter or something?
I guess her family made a decision. They were not going to go past. Nope. Mm-mm. It was her wishes. So it's kind of nice because a lot of people would just do it anyway to make the money. But
it's a little sad. How did she die?
I'm not sure that I recall what that was.
I think it was some kind of long illness. She might have written a Z book and it's going to pop out.
She wrote her stories were all set in the 80s. She never advanced it. Her main character, Kinsey, was a detective, and she kind of fell into it, and she didn't have a cell phone. It was, you know, strictly 80s storylines. No, not much computer, if any, I don't think.
Interesting.
So she never wanted to advance the stories past that, and she didn't write far ahead
Did
either.
Did they make
so.
Movies of any of these
No.
Books? Really?
Nope.
It probably didn't, the author didn't want it?
There was talk about it once upon a time, but I'm kind of glad they didn't because, you know, when they do a good job with a movie, it's good, but
yes,
sometimes they ruin the whole thing. So
I hear you. Okay, we mentioned the HCL Photo Show. If you have not been by the Huntington County Library this month yet, you have until the end of October to stop by and see 99 photographs from the most talented amateur photos and photographers in Huntington County on display in our main gallery. It's quite the exhibit. The walls are jam-packed with photographs. I couldn't fit another photo on that wall. We had our award ceremony last night. Our judge was there. Our judge is Walter Horoszewski. That name sounds familiar because you've probably seen some of his books. He is an author and a photographer who makes all those coffee table books about Huntington County, New Jersey, and many other places. That's Walter Horoszewski, who's our judge. And we handed out our awards, and I'll give you the list of winners. Before we go to our first commercial break here real quick. See, already our first commercial break, Jim.
It's just flying by.
This flies. All right, so we had several categories. I'm going to give you just the first and second place winners in each category. And we had two pictures that were named Best in Show, one for student and one for adult. And since we upped the entry fees this year, we were able to give out quite a bit of cash last night, which people were happy about.
I'm sure.
So in our student category, second place was Sam Melanson, or Malinson, who I believe is dating Amy Jo's son. Amy Jo was another library staff member.
Yes. Yep.
And she won second place. So there was no, what word do you look for when?
Nepotism.
Nepotism. That's the word. There was no nepotism because I'm not the judge. And as far as I know, Walter does not know who she is. And then the first place student and voted best student picture in the show was Amy Leon. She was the one that did the girl whose hand fell over the face.
Yeah, that was very, very cool.
That was first place student and best in show for students. Second place in abstract still life was Sean Banish. And first place was Dory Falchow. In the floral category, second place was Esther Merrill. And first place was Martin Devaney. In the Hunterdon County scene, second place was Albert Bross. And first place was Susan Haina. That was the Misty Farm.
Mm.
That was actually her farm, she said.
Oh, cool.
Wildlife was Nick Downing, second place. And first place was Lori Lucas. I'm drawing a blank on which one that one was. Second place in the human interest category, it was Maria Nakarado. And first place was Mary Rigby. In the scenic landscape category, second place went to Nancy Koldrek. And first place went to Sanford Overton. And in the adult black and white category, second place was John Rhino. And first place and best adult photograph and show was Lori Van Pelt. And that was the circular staircase
from the museum. Yep.
He was really impressed with that. And the best, or the public's choice, which was voted on by our library patrons and staff, was Sky Newman. And that was a picture of a lighthouse off the coast of Maine with a seagull, like, flying toward it.
Yep.
You remember that picture?
Yep. There was a lot of beautiful pictures. Yeah, we have very talented people around here.
Amazing how good these people are, because I am a terrible photographer. And to see, and I'm an artist.
I can't believe that.
A picture to save my life. I really can't. When I need to draw a picture, actually, I'm trying to draw a picture. My wife's not listening. I'd be shocked if she was listening, so I can say this freely. I usually draw a picture for Christmas, and I'm working on one now. I have to take 300 pictures of the scene I want to draw to get it to look like I want it to look, where a photographer could probably just take it and print it, and that would be the Christmas gift right there. I can't do it, Joan. I don't know why or how. Okay, we're going to go to our first commercial break. We're going to come back with Today in History right after this.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm joined by Library staff member Joan Sabo. Joan, it's time for Today in History. You've listened to the radio show before, right?
Yes, I have.
So you know exactly what's coming here. This time every week, I ask you and I'll ask our audience listening at home questions about events that happened on the current date. Today is October 10th, 2019. I'll ask you about events that happened on October 10th in years past. I don't have a lot today. And then I'll give you some names of people that were born or who have died on October 10th. Actually, you said one of the names in the hallway already, so you're going to do well. On October 10th, and you tell me just something about this person just by hearing their name. Okay. Let's go back to October 10th, 1780. There was a great hurricane that year in the Caribbean. My question to you, how many people died in the Caribbean during this great hurricane of 1780?
Oh, jeez. Can I have a hint? I don't have any
Just
idea.
Take a ballpark. This is like a, it's impossible to know.
75? Yeah.
Back in 1780, obviously, there was no warning systems at all. You know, I guess the sky kind of dark. Hey, it's going to rain.
Oh, geez.
20 to 30,000.
Oh, my God. All right.
Died.
Yeah, I'm a little off on that, but that's horrible.
The shock of it all. You never would guess that high. Because today, you know, five people die in a hurricane because people know that they have to get out. But not back then. It's scary.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, Jennifer, geez.
Well, she'd be doing better at this than me,
Jennifer's
I think.
Jennifer's listening to
I don't know. I wonder if she is.
But then she won't say she is now. Okay. October 10th, 1871. They finally put out the Chicago Fire on this date, the Great Chicago Fire. How did it start?
Well, I don't know. I just remember the Mrs. O'Leary's cow thing.
That is correct.
Is that really
That's
true?
That's the legend. Okay. It was a barn accident. They're not sure if the cow kicked over the lantern.
They blamed the poor cow,
Yes,
though.
But it started in the barn. Mrs. O'Leary's cow. I'm going to mark that correct. Okay, we're having a lot of problems in the country right now with our leadership. We had the same problem back in 1973. U.S. Vice President Spiro Agnew resigns as vice president. Why did he resign? What did he do wrong?
Oh, jeez.
I didn't realize he resigned, actually. I knew Nixon did. I didn't know Agnew did as well.
Well, let's say. I don't know what he did, but I'll guess maybe taking bribes or something like that.
Close. Evasion of federal income tax.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that gets a lot of people.
Yeah, well, it might get our current president if he ever has to show his tax form, as we'll see what that happens. And then finally, my last event is October 10th, 2018. Do you remember the name of the hurricane that made landfall on the Florida Panhandle?
Oh, God.
Last year?
How do I not know this?
As a catastrophic Category 5, that killed 47 people.
Yeah, and I went to Florida like right after that, so why do I not?
$25.1 billion. It's amazing. A year later, how that's all in the news. A year ago, it was Hurricane Michael.
Oh, okay.
That lashed the Florida Panhandle.
Yep.
That was wasn't last year the year with like there was a ton like
yes,
Houston
yes,
got hit.
Yeah,
Florida.
Yeah,
like
it was
three
really
in a
bad.
Row right there. Or something.
Yep. And when was Puerto Rico? Was that 2 years ago?
No, Puerto Rico was last year.
Last year too.
Wasn't
it? Yeah.
Maria
probably.
Or no? It could have been Maria because it was the Michael. Maybe it was 2 years ago then. See, you don't remember. People in Puerto Rico remember.
Oh yeah, sure. For sure.
Okay, born on this date in 1940, Winston Churchill.
You want me to say something about
yeah.
him?
Who was Winston Churchill? Just tell me what you know about Winston Churchill, if you know anything.
I know his name. That's about it.
Okay.
I am a terrible person when it comes to like that kind of history stuff.
So
it's not my trivia strength at all.
Any idea what country or what era? Or?
Well, let me say. No, I don't know. What.
So he was Prime Minister,
okay. Yeah,
of England during World War II.
That's terrible that I didn't know that.
he was the first one that the prime minister before him didn't take Hitler serious.
Okay.
And Churchill did, and he Saved England, a lot of people think. 1941, this one's going to be impossible. But I just know this because I wouldn't know this if I wasn't just watching something on TV about this guy. But you might know. Peter Coyote.
Yeah, the actor.
Yes.
Okay.
He's an actor. That is correct.
I'm trying to think what he's been in. Probably not. Well.
So I just watched the latest Ken Burns.
The country music.
The country music one. He's the narrator.
Oh.
He narrates through the whole thing.
Okay.
You country music fan?
Yeah. Yeah, I actually would like to see that series. I just haven't.
It was excellent, actually.
Yeah. Ken Burns stuff is usually good.
I'm just a so-so country music fan, but.
But I bet there's a lot involved in it that you never even think.
Oh, yeah. Just about the history of it and, you know, going back to Hank Williams and way back and all that stuff. It was good. So Peter Coyote, I couldn't tell you another movie Peter Coyote was in, but he just narrated that series. And it's a question. Okay, 1946. Do you remember who Ben Vereen was?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Wasn't he in Roots?
That's correct.
Okay.
Remember what his character's name was?
No.
Chicken George.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I would not have come up with that one.
He was
a dancer, too?
Yeah, he was a big dancer. Okay. I couldn't name another thing he was in, but he was famous for his role as Chicken George in Roots. And then finally, you mentioned him in the hallway, so I'm going to assume you're going to get this one right. David Lee Roth.
Yep. Lead singer of Van Halen, off and on and off and on.
Yes.
I think currently off, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he was joined them for a little while again, but then...
Yeah.
Yeah, he was born in 1954. You're a Van Halen fan?
So-so. In that I grew up in the 80s, so right. You know, those were my high school years.
I guess they're hit or miss. There's a lot.
There's a lot of songs I like, you know, by them. But
did you have a crush on Eddie Van Halen?
No, I have a friend that is still in love with him to this day, but no. No, my big celebrity crush at that age was George Michael.
George Michael from Wham?
Mm-hmm.
And he died, right?
Mm-hmm. That was a very sad day for me.
Who's my celebrity crush? I have to give that some thought. Back when I was young. I don't know.
Yeah, whose poster did you have on your wall?
I had sports posters. I don't know. It was probably Farrah Fawcett or somebody, right? Wasn't it the famous poster?
Oh, yeah. Then? That was a very famous poster, yeah.
Okay, people who died on October 10th in 1913, Adolphus Bush.
I don't know. Piece that one together.
Adolphus. What do you think of Bush?
He must be a family member of the Bush family. But
okay. Bush is spelled B-U-S-C-H.
Oh, beer then. Okay. Anheuser-Busch. Okay.
He co-founded Anheuser-Busch. That is correct.
So I get at least have a point for that one.
You do. Once I spelled it for you, you could ask me to spell it.
Okay.
And then 2004, Christopher Reeve died.
Yep. He was Superman.
Yep. Mm-hmm. He played Superman, and then he got into, I guess it was a riding accident,
yes,
right?
Yep.
Fell off a horse and got paralyzed.
Yeah. And became an advocate for, people with disabilities and stuff, I think. And didn't he speak to Congress several times about it and stuff? Yeah.
And then I guess he died of complications from that paralysis.
Very sad.
Here's my DVD alert for today. I give them once in a while movies that I like that maybe are not so mainstream. And it's a Christopher Reeve movie. Mm. It's called Somewhere in Time.
Isn't Jane Seymour in that?
Yes. So you've seen it. Did you
like
that?
Long ago, yes. I'm sure
corny,
I did.
But it's a gentleman who travels back in time and meets an actress back at the turn of the century and just loves being back there, but then gets whisked back to present day and I guess goes mad because he wants to get back.
Wants to get back.
Back to her, and he can't do it. Good
what if
movie.
We have that at the library?
Do we have it?
I don't know. I'll have to look it up.
I usually have Jennifer look it up. I'm not going to try here. Somewhere in Time. If you're online and you want to see if it's in our collection of DVDs, we have a very large collection of DVDs at the Hunterdon County Library that you can take out for free if you have a Hunterdon County Library card. Probably the most popular item we lend, is that correct?
Yeah, I'd say that's the highest circulated item.
Okay, the time is 11:27. Jim Gannot from Taking Care of Business, or with his show Taking Care of Business, will be in about a half hour. Jim Gannot is the owner of Crown Trophy in Flemington in the Lakes to give small business advice on his show. It's a very popular show. He's been doing it since this radio station began. So Jim Gano taking care of business at 12 noon. But right now, Joan's going to tell us about Knitters Unite at the Hunterdon County Library.
So let me look at my notes here.
Read away, Joan.
Yeah, right.
That's what I do.
Well, it's the best way to get the right information, right? So several years ago, I don't know how many years exactly, one of our staff members, Cheryl Grotrian, who is a big knitter herself, organized a program called Knitters Unite. And she encourages patrons and any listeners as well, anybody that knows anyone, to knit hats, scarves, socks, and mittens for the Flemington Area Food Pantry. So they've been doing that a couple years now. This year, the collection date starts on October 21st, and they're going to collect until December 16th. And there's yarn available at the library if you need yarn. Most knitters have their own giant stash that they're probably more than happy to use, but we also have yarn available. And last year they donated over 780 pieces. This year they are having a goal. They have set a goal of 1,000 pieces. So hopefully they'll be able to meet that goal and then some. And it's great when they bring the drop off. I always get to see the hat, the little tiny hats and booties and things. And people make stuff for children and adults. And there's a lot of really great work, and it goes to such a worthy cause.
We've been doing this how many years?
Yeah, I don't know how many years. It's been several years now, and it's grown every year. So there's also a drop-in knitters group that meets on Mondays at the Hunterdon County Library from 10 to 11:30. So people are encouraged to stop by and meet up with fellow knitters if they want to and just make some new friends and talk about some patterns and items they're working on.
It's amazing how quickly they can knit these
things. Yes, yep.
I'm in awe of it.
I do not know how to knit. So
just to recap, starting October 21st, knitted and crochet items will be collected at ACL headquarters, North County and South County branches,
yes,
at the circulation desk. And if you need wool, is it wool? Yeah,
no,
yarn.
Well, no, most of the yarn is more of a blend, I would say.
There's going to be a supply of yarn located in a box on the lower level of the library. Just come in and help yourself, or if you have yarn to donate, you can bring that in as well. It's a very worthy cause, and it benefits the food pantry and people in need of Hunterdon County. Let's see. Let's talk about the gingerbread competition.
I know for a fact we already have three entries.
We have three entries. We've been doing this every year. We partner with the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Joan is instrumental in helping us run this program as well. Probably 5 or 6 years we've been doing this now.
I would say, yeah.
Yep. And last year was our biggest year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping to do that again. To entice you to enter, we have a $200 grand prize for best in show. So all the creations will be on display at the Hunterdon County Library during the month of December. The deadline to enter is Friday, November 15th. There are entry forms online at hclibrary.us. Right on the homepage, there's a link that you can click on and go right to the entry form. All the rules are on the entry form, even recipes for gingerbread and icing are on there as well. And you can also pick up entry forms in any of the lobbies of any of the county libraries. We have several categories that you can enter. There's a kids-only category. There's a student category. There's an adult individual category, family category, which is the most popular. It's a great family holiday tradition to make a gingerbread house. There's a group category. If you're a scout group or a school group, you can enter together and make something together. And then there's a professional category. There'll be prizes for first place in every category. And you have two choices on what you can make, since the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is one of our sponsors. They would like you to make something from Hunterdon County, like the Red Mill or a farm, something that says Hunterdon County to you. A hot air balloon. What's another landmark, Joan?
Well, I remember one year somebody made the old Hunterdon Theater, which I thought was amazing.
Yeah, that'd be great. I worked there. Did you know that?
I did know that, actually.
When I first moved here, I worked at the library. I lived in Clinton by myself. I didn't know anybody. And after work, I would go home and sit and watch TV. So I get a part-time job. Jeez. So I worked at that movie theater. It was fun. It was a beautiful theater.
Oh, yeah, it really was.
And then they just didn't take care of
no.
it. And now it's a Walgreens. So Hunter Creation is your one choice. The other choice, the Friends of the Hunter County Library, are our other sponsor. You can make a scene from a storybook. You can do Hogwarts from Harry Potter or...
Three Little Pigs.
The Three Little Pigs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's been done before.
Billy Goat's Gruff. Yep, I've
seen
that.
So it could be an adult novel or a kid's
anything,
book.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a lot of fun. And then we'll have an awards reception or a reception on Tuesday, December 3rd. We'll announce the winners that night. We'll have refreshments. Everyone that enters the show is invited to come. I understand there's going to be a craft day that whole day now. Gingerbread craft. So if you have kids, come to our new children's department that day. And there'll be gingerbread crafts throughout the day. The library at that point will be decorated for the holidays. We have so many holiday things going on at the Hunterdon County Library that we won't talk about yet because I get in trouble when I talk about Christmas too soon.
Too soon? By who? Your co-host?
Yes. And we'll okay. we'll have a special holiday program that night. But there's a great event, the gingerbread competition. Once again, the entry deadline is November 15th, so you got a little time. But print out an entry form or pick one up at the library and fill it out and bring it in and start a new family tradition. That's what I say.
Mm-hmm.
But the holiday coming up is Halloween, Joan.
I know.
Why don't you tell us about this program while I look for the other Halloween program? We have two Halloween programs. I'm at the Hunterdon County Library.
One well, the one North was this County week, Grand. Right? Didn't we have one Tuesday night? The
oh, was it
history
already,
of Halloween.
That why?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was already yep. passed. That's
yep.
why I couldn't find it.
That's why you can't find it. So we have coming up East Coast Ghosts from Salem, Massachusetts to Savannah, Georgia. And that's going to be held at the North County Branch Library on Thursday, October 17th at 7 p.m., Carlotta Holton will discuss stories and travelogues that she has gathered for her articles and books. Among her topics will be the ghost of Giles Corey, the ghost of Jerusha Howe, and the secret drawer society at Longfellow's Wayside Inn. Searches for the Jersey Devil, New Jersey Pinelands. That sounds interesting.
Where's
Savannah Ghosts?
Wayside Inn?
Yeah, I don't
is that
know.
Open?
I don't know where that is. Yeah. Okay, so let's see. She's an author and journalist who has received more than 50 state and 3 national writing awards. I don't know how I feel about seeing ghosts, though.
Are you a believer in ghosts?
I don't know.
You've never seen
one? I've never seen one, but I don't think I disbelieve. I think it's possible. I went to the Red Mill a couple weeks ago with a bunch of friends, and they had like a ghost thing, but we didn't see anything. But we had a lot of fun anyway. So.
I've gone on like ghost tours in Williamsburg and stuff. I don't think I've seen a ghost. Actually, here's an interesting story. I think I did. It's not a ghost per se. So my wife Lori's father died in 2017. And we were up at their house. I went up by myself at their house. It's in the middle of nowhere. It's a hunting cabin that they converted into a house. It's in the middle of the woods. There's elk. It's the only herd of elk east of the Rocky Mountains is in this area. So
wow.
That's in the middle of nowhere, this house is. So I was up there helping her mother go through things. I was just me and my wife's mother were up there. So I slept in their bedroom the one night. And on the dresser, there's a picture on the dresser of Lori's mother, Lori, Lori's sister Val, and my daughter Kara. So the four girls in Lori's father's life. It's a nice picture on the dresser. So I just, you know, during the day, I put my stuff in there, nice picture. The other thing, that night, so at nighttime at that house, it is pitch black.
Because you're out in the woods.
Yeah, there's no car. There's no wood. There's no lights. There's not, it is pitch black. So I remember going to bed. I look around the room. It's pitch black. Can't see anything. I wake up in the middle of the night. I look over, and there is a glow on that picture where I could see the picture.
That's weird.
Laying in bed. And I remember rolling over, not thinking about it, like half asleep, and I go, but something was glowing on that picture in the pitch black. So I don't know how to explain that, but that's probably my closest thing to a ghost story. Only happened 2 years ago.
They do say spirits of people, you know, visit sometimes.
Yeah,
so.
I think I believe. I mean, you'd think there'd be hard evidence somewhere at this point, but maybe not. I don't know. There's a lot of unexplained things in life.
Yes, I agree.
Are you a conspiracy theorist?
I wouldn't call myself that. Some things certainly seem reasonable, and I think there's a lot more that goes on that we'll never know about.
Do you think that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone in killing John
Kennedy?
I don't know.
I'm kind of suspicious about that.
Okay,
whole
what
thing.
About did Bruno Hauptmann kill the Lindbergh baby?
If he did, I think it was an accident, and I don't think that he was alone either. He had to have had more help than
I
that.
I think so too.
And I kind of think maybe he was just the fall guy from the whole thing. He was a convenient. He couldn't speak a lot of English.
Exactly,
and stuff.
He was German, and they needed somebody to blame.
Yep.
And I think they railroaded him.
Mm-hmm.
There was an interesting book actually. We saw the author. Maybe the author was at the
I think
County
he was at
library.
The library, yeah, yeah.
I had a book called Cemetery John, mm-hmm. where he described this other guy that very easily could have been the guy that did it, that ended up going back to Germany and dying or something happened.
That's why it wasn't pursued
or whatever. But interesting. So I guess I am kind of, because I don't think Oswald killed Kennedy either. What other conspiracies are out there? I guess I'm a jaded guy. I don't know. It just looks like all the stuff. Maybe I watched that show too much, but it looks like he was shot from the front in my mind.
Yeah, it was weird.
I don't know. See how I go off on tangents, Jim?
That's all right. It's entertaining to the rest of us anyway.
All right. Let's talk about the – you want me to talk about the Friends of the Huntington Library?
Sure. Yeah.
Tricky Tray?
I know a little bit about it.
So every spring, the Friends have a book sale to raise money for
a fabulous book sale. Yeah.
Yeah, probably one of the biggest ones on the East Coast,
yes,
they say.
Yep.
And how many years have they been doing it now?
A long time. I don't know exactly,
but a very long time. Actually, it's been, you know what? It's been 20 years, I think.
Wow.
I can remember the Friends of the Library group are just about the same age as my daughter, Karen.
Okay.
Almost exactly. And
wow.
She's 24. So it probably started a few after that. Let's say 20 years. But they have a new fall fundraiser, and it's a Tricky Tray raffle. Friends of the Huntington County Library are sponsoring the annual Tricky Tray basket raffle on Saturday, October 26th, at the Flemington Elks Lodge in Flemington on Route 31 in Flemington. Doors will open at 12:30 p.m., with raffle drawings beginning at 2:30 p.m. You can buy tickets in advance if you'd like. There are two advance purchase discounted admission packets available through Sunday, October 20th. $15 will get you a general admission packet, and $65 will get you a premium admission packet. So what's the difference there, Joan? Do you know?
I do not know.
So premium, there's like more, some baskets are worth more than
yes,
others?
Yes, that I do know, yes.
Have you seen any of the
baskets? I have not this year, but in the past they've had things like Disney passes for the day and things like that, and you know, big screen TVs, a lot of really great prizes.
Yes. So yeah, it's very popular. I think that it's like people just travel around doing Tricky Tray.
Yeah, there are people that go around to go to Tricky.
Only general admission will be offered the day of the event for $20. Admission does include a light snack. If you want more information about admission options, go to hclibrary.us and then click on the Friends word and the navigation bar and then click on Tricky Tray and all the information is there. They're going to have over 125 baskets available. Past raffle prizes have included a television. I think they have a television again.
I'm sure, big screen, yeah.
Weekend vacations, themed baskets, gift certificates, household items, jewelry, artwork, handbags. I should have donated a piece of my artwork.
Yeah, you should have. All right, well, mark that for next year.
I could have easily done that.
Yeah, well, there, now you know for next year. I'm sure a Jim Thatch original would
be
very popular.
Yes, we'd be able to. Okay, new for the 2019 will be a door prize raffle.
Oh.
That's nice.
They put a lot of work into this, I know. I mean, the book sale also, but definitely the Tricky Tray.
Would you like to help the raffle? Why not volunteer? Please let us know if you'd like to help with this, with soliciting donations, ticket sales, event setup, and prize running. So the Friends of the Hunter County Library are a very active group. If you're looking for some group to volunteer with, well, this would be your best option. It's a very nominal fee to join, and then there's you can be as involved as little or as much as you want. Mm-hmm. And it's for a great cause. They have scholarships. Yep. They help the library run their programs and buy books and furniture and other
services.
They
do so much for us. So
proceeds of the Tricky Tray actually specifically support the new STEM, the Science, Technology, and Engineering and Math Programming Library Initiative, and the Museum Pass Program, which we've talked about several times on the library show. And will augment library funding of the mobile library catalog, which provides library patrons access to e-books. In past years, proceeds from this event have funded increases to our Books for the College-bound scholarships. Are your children going to enter that?
I think they're going to need to, yeah.
I think they should.
Yeah.
The Friends offer scholarships to one senior out of all of the county high schools, $1,000 towards the purchase of books, mm-hmm. which we know comes in handy. So this is the Tricky Tray Raffle. Save the date, Saturday, October 26th. At the Flemington Elks. Once again, go to aclibrary.us, click on Friends on the homepage, and then click on the flyer for the Tricky Tray. Or there's information at the in the lobby of the county libraries, and you can pick up a flyer there. But you must be present to win. Isn't that correct, Jen?
Yes, I believe that is true. I mean, you can have somebody else hold your tickets if you can't be there, but I do believe you have to be there to claim it, because how else would you do that?
Okay, we're going to go to our last commercial break, and then we'll come back with 10 more minutes of the library show right after this.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show. We have 10 minutes exactly left, Joan.
Wow. This has flown by.
So it's fun. We'll have you again sometime.
Oh, I'll come back. I'm game.
Take my place sometime.
Oh, jeez.
It'd be a you and Jennifer combo sometime.
Oh, boy. She knows completely different things than I do as far as trivia, for sure. So
your best chance of running into Joan, well, maybe not so much now that you got this new job, but Joan is down at our South County Branch library a lot. South County Branch is located.
I used to be, yep.
So not as much anymore, huh?
Only Tuesdays now.
Oh, only one day?
Yeah, one day, yep.
So South County Branch is located in Ringos. And we've been expanding programming and stuff there, haven't we, Joan?
Yes, definitely. Yep. We now have a Pause to Read program there where the kids can come, well, adults too, I shouldn't just say kids, can come in and read to a certified therapy dog. That's a very popular program. And we're also doing a lot of STEM and STEAM activities.
So what's the difference between STEM and STEAM?
Well, STEM is science, technology. All right, what's the E? You just said it, too, and I can't think of it.
Science, technology.
Well, STEAM has A in there, and that's art. I do remember that.
That's
science, technology,
engineering,
and math, right? And then science, technology, engineering, art, and math is STEAM, so...
Why don't you just be all STEAM? I guess art is the other side of your brain.
I can't explain that to you. I don't know why, but that's definitely the way that programming is going in a lot of schools as well. So
South County Branch, not that long ago, moved back to their old location in Ringos.
It's been about a year.
The patrons happy about that?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. We saw a lot of patrons come back that hadn't been there since we moved. So... yeah, it's been a positive thing for sure.
Great. A thing we've been talking about at the Huntington County Library recently, and we're going to involve you shortly, is a community conversation about the Huntington County Library. You probably know more about this than I do.
Well, I know we are going to get the community involved and let us know what we can do to better serve you. What kind of programs you'd like to see, what kind of needs you have that we could help fill. So they're doing, this is, I guess, the first one of these meetings we're having, right? It's at North County Branch Library.
It's Saturday, November 16th at 1 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. If you're interested to see what direction or have any ideas on what direction you'd like to see the library go in, we urge you to attend this meeting on Saturday, November 16th at 1 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. You can help contribute to the upcoming Huntington County Library Strategic Plan. The staff has met once already about this to spitball ideas. They said there's limited seating available, Joan. You can reserve a spot online by going to our event calendar that's on our homepage, hclibrary.us. Just click on the calendar and then go to November 16th, and you can sign up right there, right online. So it's exciting. So I think this is the first meeting of Tiny Ideas, and I think the plan is to have focus groups and
yes,
stuff.
Yes, yep, and some surveys. Yep, we definitely want people to get, patrons to get involved and the community to be involved. Here's your chance to tell us what you want to see.
So I mean, we listened to your lot of ideas in the past, but we got you've heard the story about libraries trying to keep up with, that they're kind
the changing
of out,
times,
outmoded a little bit. But we disagree. We think the libraries are, we're trying to be more of a community center now. And we're going along those lines as well as being the old library that you know and love. So right. We're more than that now. So we're very proud of it. And we want to, but we want to make sure that we are doing things that you want to see done. I mean, something like the photo show last night just reaffirms my commitment to the library because everybody was just, it's just such a great show and everybody's very involved and everybody had nothing but great things to say about it. And it's just a great event. And the library hosts a lot of events like that, like the art show and the book sale, the gingerbread competition, our outdoor concerts, our indoor concerts for that matter. And so many other things, and I'm probably forgetting half of them. All of our youth services programs, our summer reading clubs, our adult reading clubs. We show movies because we have no movie theater in Huntington County, which is mind-boggling to begin with.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So we show first-run movies at the Huntington County Library and North County Branch Library for free.
Yep. BYO snacks.
Yes. We have the friends group. We have everything. So we're very proud of it. I mean, Joan and I are preaching to the choir talking about it to
that's
each other.
True. But, that's true. Proud PR members also.
Yes, and Joan is part of my PR group. We have a PR committee at the library just discussing events that we can do. And what were we talking about? What was the next? Wasn't there a youth? We were talking about starting family nights again.
Yes,
we used
that
to
would
do
nice.
Family nights at the Huntington County Library. Like,
very, very popular.
Yes, they were
well attended,
and
yeah.
We're looking to start those up again. So hopefully, if anybody can do it, our PR committee can do it. So stay tuned for that. Let me just mention a couple programs we have coming up this month. Jim will tell you about an author coming up in a couple weeks, and then I'll tell you about our two October concerts.
Join us on Tuesday, October 22nd at 7 p.m. at the Huntington County Library when national best-selling author Laura Bradford stops by to talk about her most recent Amish mystery, A Killer Carol, which is a holiday-themed book, which was just released in September, and her newly released woman's fiction novel, A Daughter's Truth, also set in the Amish communities. It should be a very interesting program.
All of her books are about Amish?
Yeah, pretty much. Let me see. Does she have... I'm sorry. She also does a series of cozy books, which, you know, are... That's a whole genre of...
I don't know what
women
that is.
Fiction. Well, not only cozy? Women, but cozies. They're not real murder. There's usually a murder involved, but it's not like extensively bloody or gory. It's not like a horror book. It's just, like, you know, a
murder you heard of secondhand.
Well, no, but it's, you know, they call them cozies because they're like a nice story, usually set in like a smaller town.
Oh, so.
It's called The Emergency Dessert Squad Mysteries. So that kind of gives you an idea. There's
I've never
mysteries
heard of this.
That are like the tea shop mystery and you know, things like that.
I
it's
see.
A whole genre. Yes.
Interesting.
So,
I learned something, Joan. Thank
yep.
you. Okay, that's October, what's the
22nd at October 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, all the programs are free and open to the public at the Huntington County Library. We get various donations from the Friends for our programming and also from the Huntington County Cultural and Heritage Commission. We have two evening programs a month in the fall at the Huntington County Library in October. They're still both coming up next Wednesday, October 16th at the Huntington County Library. It's a new band for us, Pete Gumbo and the Hot Peppers.
I love that name.
Let the good times roll with Zydeco Agogo, Creole Zydeco, and Cajun Two Steps mixed with funky New Orleans jazz, rhythm and blues, and vintage Louisiana rock. They do everything. It's a spicy gumbo of irresistible dance music and guaranteed going to get everybody dancing. Pete Gumbo and the Hot Peppers next Wednesday, October 16th, starting at 7 p.m. at the Huntington County Library. Of course, it is free and open to the public. And then on Wednesday, October 23rd, 2 weeks from yesterday, Wednesday, October 23rd, we welcome back Cuckoo Cachoo. The music of Simon and Garfunkel. Thomas Johnson and Ed Jankowicz have been singing Simon and Garfunkel songs together since they met as high school freshmen. Way back in the late 20th century. That's just not going to get detailed about their age, I guess. Now they join forces to present a tribute show encompassing the Simon and Garfunkel catalog. The show is structured as an actual Simon and Garfunkel concert, building to a finale and encore. Hmm. The set list includes the greatest hits, some Paul Simon solo tunes, and a few deep cuts. Once again, this is Wednesday, October 23rd at 7 p.m. at the Huntington County Library. Are you a Simon and Garfunkel fan, Joan?
I don't know. I wouldn't say
what's your
really.
Favorite
Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Is that your favorite
definitely.
One?
Definitely. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Art Garfunkel, yeah. I don't know. I like Sounds of Silence. Even my
wife. Well, that's a great one,
my
too,
wife hates that song.
She hates it? Why?
I don't know. My daughter and I like it. We'll play it and, like, sing it, and she said, can't stand
Sounds
I don't know
silence.
Why. I don't know. Okay. That is going to do it for Joan and I for the library show for today. Thank you for tuning in. Joan, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Hopefully, I will have you back soon, right?
I'll come back.
Don't be a stranger.
All right.
Okay. Remember, wherever you are, stop in, go online, or whatever Jennifer says at the end of this show every week.
We're missing her now.
And until next week.
Good night.
Do you
want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heide and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The advance of Turkish forces into northeastern Syria is now into its second day. The Turkish president saying the air and ground offensive has killed over 100 what he calls terrorists in the invasion of Syria. It's unclear whether those killed, though, were fighting with the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces. The UN Security Council due to meet today to discuss the situation. The Turkish invasion began after U.S. troops were pulled from the area. Two of the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani's business associates, are now being charged with conspiracy and campaign finance violations. The case linked to efforts to get Ukraine to investigate former VP Joe Biden and his son. An unnamed member of Congress also referenced in the federal indictment that was filed in New York City. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents...
And Doug.
Limu. When we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ. What? Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
People in over a half dozen states, from eastern Washington State to northern Wisconsin, are bundling up for a winter-like storm that forecasters say is potentially historic. The storm expected to dump up to 2 feet of snow in some spots. Police and public officials in Minneapolis are hoping to keep the streets there safe as thousands of protesters and counter-protesters are expected to turn out during President Trump's visit today. He'll be traveling to Minneapolis for a campaign rally. L.A. fans have the Dodger blues this morning after what happened last night at Dodger Stadium.
It's a grand slam! Howie Kendrick has done it! They're going crazy in the Nationals dugout!
Nats play-by-play announcer Charlie Slows. The Washington Nationals heading to the National League Championship Series now after that finish last night, 7-3 over the Dodgers. They'll now face the Cardinals in the National League Championship Series beginning on Friday in St. Louis. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The assessor in Arizona's biggest county is facing charges in a multi-state human smuggling scheme. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
County assessor in Arizona is facing charges for human smuggling and selling children in an adoption scheme. According to Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich, Maricopa County Assessor Paul Peterson is facing 32 felony counts in the scheme that stretched across Arizona, Utah, and Arkansas.
We allege that Peterson, through his adoption agency, is accused of utilizing this adoption scheme in at least 29 births here in Arizona between November of 2015 and May of 2019. County Assessor Peterson is also accused of using false information to place these Marshall Islands women on state-funded health care in order to pay for delivery costs, allegedly bilking the state out of more than $800,000.
The Trump administration is lashing out at the mayor of Minneapolis for charging more than $500,000 for security for a Trump campaign event at the Target Center last Thursday night. An Obama event in 2009 was charged just $20,000. Mayor Jacob Frey, a frequent Trump critic, explains.
President Barack Obama was coming here on behalf of the Office of President of the United States, not as a campaign event. President Trump is coming to Minneapolis as a campaign rally.
The Trump campaign described Frey as a radical leftist mayor. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.